everybody to this special meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this beautiful Thursday, November 18th, 2021. Jess?
All right. Director Torres?
Here.
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Here.
Let the record show, Director Garcia and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director Torres. And do I have a second, Director Torres?
Yeah, I will second it.
Thank you, Director Torres. Jeff?
Okay, Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Garcia and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have a motion?
We approve the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do I have a second, Director Torres?
Yeah, I would second it.
Thank you, sir. Right. Jeff?
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Garcia and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Thank you. Moving on to presentation. Welcome, Jasmine.
Nope, she is not on.
All right. Is it okay at this time if we move on to the general manager's report? Doug, do we need to make any kind of special motion or can we just do it?
Doug?
I think Doug is on mute.
Oh.
Wow, I don't know how these things work, but my mouse wouldn't unmute me there. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, great. We'll go ahead and do that, and if Jasmine joins us, we can go back to that item. Matter of fact, I just texted her. Let's see if I'm getting a response from her now. She's logging in right now.
Okay.
So would you like to wait for her? With the pleasure of the board, would you like for me to give my report?
Why don't we let you go ahead and do your report? She can have a few minutes just to compose herself, if that's okay with the rest of the board?
I agree.
Yeah, I agree as well.
Okay. Thank you, General Manager.
Thank you. Just wanted to report that the Ambrose Park restroom is going along very well. Should be wrapping up within the next 14 days somewhere in that area. It's going to be great to have a brand new restroom. And also of equal importance is to have a concession stand there for the park users and the pool users. That's going to be a great convenience for the public and also a revenue generator for the district. So it's kind of a win-win. And the area right next to the concession stand restroom, we're going to have an area that we can designate for parties. So rentals there. And get that exclusively for their party group. So that's another opportunity we look forward to. The Bay Point Youth Academy is in its fourth week, I believe, of operation. They have 15 Academy members. We just hired a part-time coordinator to help Randy with the program. So we'll be expanding the program probably after the holidays, but it's going well. There is obviously with 15, there's a big demand waiting list. So the idea is to slowly expand this. We start getting back online, largely due to COVID. So that's pretty exciting. And Lori, you have a couple things you'd like to report to the board also.
Yes, thank you, General Manager. We're really excited because our booking for the facility has really been very busy, and we have quite a few rentals for the next couple months coming in. So with the COVID, it feels like things are getting just a little bit back to normal. We opened our gym And we have 6 people registered at this time, and we have a lot of people very interested, especially with the new year and the resolutions, looking to be a part of our program. And a lot of people, we've gotten a lot of response that people didn't even realize we had a gym there. So advertising our gym is open has been really big on our Facebook. We have our basketball program that'll be ending next Tuesday. We canceled it last Thursday due to Veterans Day, so Tuesday's our last day. We have 25 youth registered for our basketball camp. It's a wonderful camp, and it's sponsored by Kaiser Permanente. The one thing I'm really excited to share with you tonight is we are awarded $10,000 from LMCHD and our aquatic program, so we'll be able to offer 168 youth a free swim lesson in our summer of 2022. So that's going to be really fantastic. Our fitness program is growing, and we are looking at a couple boot camps and different things that we could start offering in January. I'll give you updates on our next board meeting, but I'm talking to quite a few instructors that are looking to come back to our community center and offer programming for our community. I'm really excited about that.
Thank you so much, Lori. Do we have any questions, Director Prolixen, for either the general manager or Lori?
No questions, just congratulations on the new funds again, and thank you, Lori, for your work, and thank you, general manager, for the great report.
Thank you. How about you, Director Torres? Any questions or comments?
Thank you. No questions. I'm just really excited to hear about the update, and really looking forward to seeing the concession stand and the new bathroom at Ambrose Park, and also just really excited to hear the enthusiasm from the community about the gym that we have there at the rec center. So thank you, Doug, and thank you, Lori, for all the great work that you guys have been doing there at the district.
General Manager, is the team center open yet?
No, that's not open yet, obviously, because it's a little bit harder to track the kids that are dropping in at the drop-in program.
Right.
So we're going to have to hold off on that until we get the some protocols that we can follow.
That makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much, and Lori, and congratulations on the 10K grant. That's really awesome. It's really great for the district. All right, you guys, thank you so much, both of you. Is Jasmine with us now, Jess?
Yes, she is.
Okay, I'd like to welcome Jasmine Cisneros to give us an update on the Ambrose Community Gardens. Welcome, Jasmine.
Good evening, Madam Chair. I hope everyone is doing well. And just wanted to give everyone an update on the status of this garden and this awesome partnership that the Little Sprouts Garden Academy 501c3 and Ambrose is able to enter into to really make some really big needed renovations to the garden. So we were nominated initially by community member Sarah Foster, who is a really big community leader and advocate here, and volunteered for the garden a couple of times and saw that there was a need. And so with that, she nominated the garden, and upon being nominated, we were vetted by Place of Light, and which is a nonprofit who serves different charities nationwide. They came and vetted the garden, and were able to award us with a blue sky budget of $50,000. So with that, we were able to complete several very needed projects. One of the biggest and most exciting successes that we can talk about when we're talking about this project, which had to be done in a very tight timeline, is that we were able to completely renovate the garden boxes. With Lowe's help, we had a volunteer Red Vest Tuesday. We were able to invite over 30 members of Lowe's team members, regional managers, district managers, and they were all able to come out and help to create over 20 Redwood garden boxes, which are all available for rental for the community. So that's one really exciting success that we're able to celebrate.
another really awesome success that we're able to talk about is the local store, the local Lowe's store here in Concord was able to donate 10 pallets of soil. So we were able to place all of those pallets inside of the garden boxes. Any extra materials that we needed for that project day, last minute, any lumber that we needed, anything that we needed, Lowe's Associates made it happen for that volunteer Red Fest Tuesday. So they really went over and beyond, providing that professionalism in completing those garden boxes. They were also able to completely renovate that chicken coop, which was built originally with the help of my husband and my father-in-law out of refurbished materials, out of pallets and things that would have been thrown away. So we were able to complete that with chicken-proof wire so that pests can get inside of the coop, as well as completely steel galvanized roofing, which will protect the chickens from any weather or anything that could come in from the top. In addition to completing the chicken coop, we were also able to invite a really professional artist who is native to Oakland, and they were able to come out and join us in the garden for 2 days. And I asked him to paint something that was representative of Bay Point. And he ended up coming up with this beautiful, beautiful concept where he drew a picture of indigenous folks here that are mothers. And I just thought that was so beautiful that he painted that. He came up with the concept all by himself. So really appreciated having him out to beautify the garden as well. It's wonderful to see when you're driving by on Willow Pass. Every time. One of the biggest successes that we're able to celebrate is the installation of an 8-foot half-inch fence. The reason that I think that we can all agree why the fence was a priority at the garden was the large amount of unhoused members that are living in the area that are utilizing misusing the garden, particularly the water, during the day. And really the goal for this project was just to make sure that we could continue to create a safe space for families, residents, community members to come and enjoy the garden. So we were able to do that. It did take a big chunk of the budget, but thankfully Lowe's and Points of Light was very flexible with how we had to get all of that done. So I'm proud to announce that the project is complete. We have picnic tables in there for the children. We'll also be installing a couple of benches in there as well. Waiting for the rainfall to stop, but those will be two black metal benches that we're going to be installing in there. And with that, we have also purchased bird baths as well. So it's just really a beautiful space. We have the chance to host the garden club's event out there just recently. And so they were able to see the improvements that were made. And it's just a really safe space now. I've got families that are in there every day, and they just talk about what a joy it is to just come out there every day in the garden and just, sit and watch the view. It's much more than just the garden. It's the view of the cows across the street. So just a wonderful ambiance and a wonderful way for families to come out and enjoy that space. So the project, like I said, is complete. All of the financials have been recorded and accepted. So we are up to date with that. I've also sent a copy of all of those records to the general manager for his viewing. And so with all of that being said, we have a leftover amount in the budget of $30. And so my assumption is that that will be returned back to the grant funders. So that is all I have to report, and I'm here to answer any questions that you all have. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jasmine. Why don't I start with my Vice Chair, Director Troickson. Do you have any questions or comments for Jasmine?
I don't have any questions at all, just comment. Jasmine, what you did with the garden is amazing. As she mentioned, Jasmine mentioned, the garden club was there last Saturday. We had a workshop with a UC Master Gardener. We were fogged in. It was very foggy that day, but we were all secure because of the fence. There was some a person who was making some ruckus outside of the garden, but that was dealt with, and we felt secure because of the fencing. And the garden is just really beautiful. Thank you to Lowe's again, and I can't wait for our next event there to happen. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Troickson. Director Torres, do you have any questions or comments on this issue?
Yeah, I just really want to congratulate you, Jasmine, for the amazing work that you've done, and it's such a beautiful sight to pass by the garden and see, like, all the great changes that have happened there. You know, congratulations for you, for your perseverance, for getting, you know, the grant, helping get the grant through Lowe's. Thank you to Lowe's for choosing Bay Point to work with Jasmine. You know, and just congratulations, but also thank you. Thank you for being such an amazing visionary. Thank you for the beautiful work that you're doing there in that space. Thank you for being such a great community leader, and I'm just excited to see what else you accomplish in our community. And my only question is, when is the next event happening there? Because I know, I think a lot of people are anxious to go in there and see the beautiful mural and the picnic tables and all that. It sounds like they could be an opportunity to have some barbecues there or something someday. But just curious, when is the next garden event happening there, whether it's volunteering or just kind of hosting people there?
Definitely. Great question. Thank you again for your support. And so with the holidays coming up, there isn't anything tentatively planned, but I do anticipate that in January we'll have a volunteer day where we'll welcome everybody into the space just to show them what's happening. And so I anticipate that January will be the date where we will be able to really welcome everybody into that space. But as of now, community members and residents are welcome to go into the garden at any time.
Awesome. Thank you, Jasmine.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director Troickson. I want to, I just ditto everything that my fellow directors just said. I know I texted you, Jasmine, after I had driven by and seen the mural. It's so beautiful. It's just so cool that it's right off Willow Pass Road. And I really look forward to everything that garden is going to bring to our community. It's such a jewel. It's really just such a jewel for our district. And thank you for your hard work. And do you happen to know if we've sent any kind of thank you letter or anything like that to the community member that suggested us for that grant, Jasmine?
I'm unaware if any letter was sent to her.
What do you think about us doing that?
I think that would be a wonderful idea. I think it's always a great idea to recognize community volunteers. So I'm sure she would appreciate it.
Am I correct in thinking that if she hadn't have done that, we wouldn't have known about this grant?
That's absolutely correct. That's why I always make sure, to recognize her. Yeah, absolutely. She nominated. Yeah. She nominated the garden. So absolutely.
Do you know if we have her contact information, the district?
If it's something that you need, I can definitely get it to you. I could definitely give it to the general manager, Doug.
Can you do that? Yeah, and I'll talk to him offline about it. But, yeah, that would be great if you could do that. Appreciate it.
No worries.
Okay. Thank you again for your time this evening, Jasmine. Job well done. Really, job well done.
Madam
Chair, can I also share something else? We are also working, the Garden Club is also working with Jasmine. We received a grant that we are, the Bay Point Garden Club is the fiscal sponsor of Jasmine's new 501c3, the Little Sprouts Academy. And we're receiving $4,999 from the Keller Canyon Mitigation Fund. Mm-hmm. So Jasmine little kids how to garden and teach about food sustainability. So Jasmine will be doing that this coming year.
At the Congratulations. Garden. Thank you so much, Director Tollickson. That's really awesome. That's really awesome for our kids. All right, thank you so much. We are moving on, good people. There is no legal counsel report this evening, so we're moving on to public communication. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Do we have any member of the public that would like to speak at this time, Jeff?
We do not.
All right. I am closing this portion and bringing it back up to the board. We're moving on to board matters, and we don't have any. No public hearing, no closed session. Moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Director Foytson, do you have anything for comments, suggestions?
No. I just wanted to check in on the announcements for our December events. Could you just remind us about that, Lori? What is happening this coming holiday, or Doug?
Are you guys talking about the Santa drive-by Santa?
Yeah, on the Santa drive, when those times are. I think they're already posted on our Facebook, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
We have a drive-by Santa visit. It's going to be Saturday, December 4th. It's between 10 and 12, and it'll be kind of like our Easter drive-by, but Santa will be there, and there'll be goodies for the kids. They'll be giving gift bags, a letter that they can write to Santa since they can't sit on his lap. Santa, and there will be a box in the lobby or an address that they can mail the letters to Santa so they can tell him what they want. And it should be a really great event. We should, I'm anticipating a very large group of our community participating in this. We're really excited.
Great. Do the people get out of their cars or just drive?
No. It's just a drive-by, and they come by, and there's a gift and a gift bag for each of the little ones in the car.
Sorry,
do they have to show if they are residents, or you'll accept anybody who drives?
We'll accept anybody that drives through.
Oh, wonderful. That's very generous.
Thank you.
And what do we have anything coming up aside from our holidays that we're planning in spring already so we can get ready for those?
We're currently working on our 2022 programming. We'll be having a 2022 recreation guide that we'll be putting out April 1st in a partnership with the City of Pittsburgh. It goes out, and we have two pages about Ambrose's programs and events. We are looking to doing a dedication at the restrooms at the Ambrose Park and the pool, and we're hoping right now just kind of working on getting programming going by finding actually staffing and instructors that can provide the programs for our community.
Fantastic. Oh. Thank you very much again for your all your work, Lori, Jessica, and Doug. That's all I have.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Director Tollickson. Director Torres.
Yeah, I just, to what Lori just mentioned, I think I heard about a dedication for the bathrooms at Ambrose Park. Do we know when that is happening, or if that's happening in the new year?
We are not. We're waiting for the completion, and again, it depends on the weather and the rains. Because we are still working on where when we replace the a lot of the stuff there. There's a lot of mud. So we need to kind of get the clean it up before we get anybody down there and make it get it all ready for everybody. So it's a grand sight for everyone to see.
Right. No, I totally agree. That's why I was asking, because it's raining a little bit today, so I was just curious of when that would be. But I'm definitely excited for the update that I was given, that we were given today earlier. Yeah, I don't have any other comments. I just want to, like, wish everyone a good holiday break, and hopefully everyone gets a chance to enjoy the time with their families. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Director Torres. Yeah, I wanted to wish the staff a really happy Thanksgiving, and for all their good work supporting our district and making it such a awesome park district for our community members. And to my board members, fellow board of directors, thank you guys for showing up every month and working so hard to make this district what it is. And with that, do I have a motion? Does everybody agree to adjourn until December? All those in favor, please say yes. Or aye.
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 All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.